The 1st Senate District runs through Door County down to Manitowoc. For years, it was held by Republican Alan Lassay, who's retiring. Former Representative Frank Lassay, a distant relation to Alan, is seeking to keep the district in Republican hands. Frank Lassay lost his assembly seat in 2008, in part due to Democratic gains in the presidential election. Lassay is remembered for a legislative proposal that would have allowed guns in schools in certain circumstances. Lassay says the media blew it out of proportion, suggesting he wanted to arm teachers.
I never advocated arming teachers, not at all. What I talked about never was a bill, was to allow school boards to have a weapon in the school and someone trained how to use it safely in case their school was ever invaded.
Regardless of what he says about where he was at with guns in the schools, it was a legislative proposal that he had.
Montgomery Monk Elmer is the Democrat. He's a physician and the president of the Kimberly School Board. Elmer has had his own share of attacks during the campaign. An outside group sent out pamphlets claiming he raised taxes while on the Kimberly School Board, except, Elmer says,
they quoted an article on a Kimberly school district, but it was Kimberly, Idaho.
A UW La Crosse political scientist and state politics expert, Joe Heim, says the 1st District is one of just a handful of districts without a safe incumbent. Heim says 2010 is the year of the Republican. The GOP has a good chance of winning both the governorship and the assembly. So he says if they win the Senate as well, that would give the party a leg up when it comes to redistricting.
One of those three units, and I'm talking here about the Senate, stays in the Democratic side, that requires all three of them to get together and to compromise.
The race has drawn attention from outside groups. Ads featuring cuckoo clocks are airing from both sides, with the one against Lassay coming first. Both candidates say they want to stick to the issues. Elmer says he wants to focus on a bipartisan solution to the state deficit.
Both sides are guilty over the last 15 years of ignoring the budget deficit and backfilling it with raiding of various funds, and both sides have done it. We have to acknowledge that, and we have to move forward with a plan.
In a similar vein, Frank Lassay says he wants to create jobs and balance the budget without raising taxes.
Secondly, we need to get our governments of all sorts to become customer service for the people they work for, instead of being rule-based, inflexible regulators that tell people and businesses no.
Even though the 1st Senate District has been held by a Republican for years, there's no guarantee it will be next week. Counties in the district tilted Democratic in 2008, but the nation and state's overall mood seems to have tipped in the other direction this year. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.